Hey, everybody. What you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our $5 exclusive episodes tier at patreon.com/retronauts. And if you want to hear the whole thing, please go to patreon.com/retronauts and sign up at the $5 exclusive episodes tier. Once you do that, you'll get access to all of our previous exclusive episodes and our future ones as well, as long as you remain a patron, and our exclusive episodes will launch every other Friday. Again, that is the Retronauts Patreon at patreon.com/retronauts, and I'll let you get to this free preview of one of our exclusive episodes. Difficulty for the Souls games is something I feel, and I know you both have talked about this, Gary and Cole, it's really ultimately part of the marketing. Yes, these games are difficult, but I feel that, especially when Dark Souls came out, it was difficult in a way that was surprising but not unfair, because in the HD era of gaming, the early HD era, things are beginning much more expensive to produce. So the philosophy by publishers was, we need to make sure that everyone can finish these games that buys them. So there is a lot of guidance in these early HD era games. There's a lot of, hand-holding. There's a lot of, tips and hints and everything just to get you to the finish line. When this game said no, you have to figure this out on your own. And I think that was a bit insulting to a lot of people who said, I just got off a day of work. I want to sit down and play Uncharted 2 and have the game shove me to the end.
Yeah, I want a movie.
Yeah.
Just play the hits.
Well, I remember even the first time the idea of this really hit me, it wasn't even playing I played some mainstream games, but it was in... I was 07 for BioShock, which, I didn't think was too straightforward in its difficulty at first. But I remember the first time the giant arrow just appears to be like, this way. I was like, okay, all right. That was one of those moments where I felt slightly insulted of just like, could you trust me a little bit? There's so many other parts in BioShock that trust you as a player to understand something.
Yeah.
To then have a giant blinking arrow show up, that felt insulting. I mean, too, this was when... the Mario games were giving you the, like, we'll play it for you kind
of
modes.
We'll show you a video. It'll help you out. But yeah, people were not used to that. And like, I saw a lot of negative reaction at the time to games that were actually hard. Like, it's a game that only get better with re-releases, but Dead Rising, people were just very upset with it because it was almost like a roguelike in a way, Dead Rising. And it required a lot of dying, repeating things. And people just didn't understand that idea anymore, or they weren't willing to tolerate it anymore. They thought, no, games should just be a fun slide to the end. Mm-hmm. And a lot of things like this game were popping up to defy that. And I will say that I don't think I'm very good at games, although I've been playing them for now like 35 years of my life. And I think, yes, the Dark Souls games are difficult, but I don't think they're the hardest games I played. I will say that Beautiful Joe is 10 times harder than any Souls game. Yeah. Like, they did not invent the idea of a difficult game, Souls. And like, if you want to say these are difficult games, few games let you heal yourself 15 times in a level. That's what Souls games let you do.
More than them being difficult, it's difficult in a way that games aren't often difficult. Like, it's about the specific articulation of it.
Yeah, and that would change over the course of the series, but I think that Dark Souls 1 is a real sweet spot. And like, even like very specifically, Dark Souls 1 and like maybe the first two-thirds of the DLC, the back part of the DLC kind of gets into, the difficult part of this is difficulty of execution. With, you have Manus and you have Calamite, these bosses that have extremely high HP caps. They hit you really hard. They punish you. Prior to that, the way that Dark Souls punished you, there's the tough but fair kind of thing, but broadly the way that what it demanded of you was to pay attention, and it would slap you on the wrist for not pay attention and plan, either in getting around, either in learning a boss's attacks, like the move set on individual bosses would balloon over the course of the series. But in Dark Souls 1, you are really rewarded for kind of just understanding, my input is I see them about to do this. I need to react in this way. Mm-hmm. If you do that and pay attention and are methodical about it, you'll be rewarded, right?
Yeah.
Same thing with, environmental cues and things like that.
And, And level layout in Dark Souls, like, is about teaching you the rules early, like, of just, hey, a guy can, it might feel unfair the first time a guy could, like, oh, they were in a blind spot from walking through the store, but that's their way of telling you, like, yeah, they can be there. You mm-hmm. better be ready. Like, you can't just count that. You're so used to in so many games of, I walk through a doorway, well, then it would be unfair if they just attacked me the second I walk in this doorway, so that won't happen. And then once it does the first time, you either learn that that can happen in this type of game, or you go like, well, that's bullshit, and you stop playing.
I'm going to complain about it.
Which that happened to me. Yeah. That did happen to me.
I think, this may seem like an odd comment to make, but I think 10 years ago, people were not used to the idea of failure in games as much. They were just getting weaned away from it, where it was not an experience in which you would encounter a lot of failure video games the way they were going in terms of design. This one, it was like, no, failure is going to be a constant, but you will learn from your failure. You'll learn from your failure. And I think these are designed with an old school philosophy that is much more kind than an old school video game, because if you die in like Zelda 2 or whatever, which is a very difficult game, you don't get to keep anything. You mm-hmm. lose all your time. You don't get to keep anything. In Dark Souls, if you want to run through a level grabbing everything you can, you'll keep all that stuff until you die. And if you die and you make it to the point where you died, if you're carrying souls, you get all those back. So there are all these like bumpers built in, but with the like a very rewarding old school sensibility to it that was not present in old school games for the most part.
And if you find a grinding spot to just like, I'm going to keep grinding souls at the first area of Anor Londo over and over and over again until I am like 10 levels higher than most guides tell me I need to be here, then you can. Like, the game doesn't punish, for a game known as punishing, it does not punish you cheesing souls at all. It's just like, well, if you wanted to cheese that many souls, then you could. You did it.
It has that RPG element, and both those points dovetail really well. Like, one of the things I think gets lost in the difficulty conversation around Dark Souls 1 is that, and Dark Souls 2 would take this further, but Dark Souls 1 has a lot of ways to mitigate difficulty on its own. So the eternal discourse that is poisonous and grotesque makes me recoil is, you know, whether Dark Souls should have a difficulty option. And people who think that the difficulty is the point, you know, you cheated yourself in the game, you get that kind of crap. Really though, Dark Souls in its original incarnation allows you to choose a difficulty, because you're doing things like you said, Henry, like you can level up to get that if you want to. You can kindle bonfires, which we mentioned. You're having a hard time on this thing, you can spend a resource to make it easier, and you can summon. And none of the bosses are really, other than Ornstein and Smo, are really good at fighting two things at once. Mm-hmm. It makes them much easier. It's opt-in, mm-hmm. there's a little bit of risk to it, but the player has a lot of control over how difficult they want to make it.